Bloomington's new deputy city manager, Billy Tyus, says the challenges he helped navigate in Decatur have prepared him for his new job here. Tyus tells GLT's Eric Stock why he walked away from a chance to become city manager in his hometown to take the same job he had in a city where he worked for 18 years.
It's a bit different coming to work at a different place, but it's been, and we're excited about it, absolutely. The staff has been great, very welcoming, have been helping myself and my family with you know, bigger issues, but also the small, the seemingly small. And so it's been a good 2 days. And like I said, we're excited about both the organization and also the community. It's a place that we visit regularly, just as a family anyway, and we've been familiar with the Bloomington community for a while now.
And you were the interim city manager in Decatur after
yes.
Tim Gleason had left to come to Bloomington. Now, presumably, you would have been high on the list of potential successors there in the city where you grew up.
Yeah.
And yet you're here.
I am. A couple of things. One, my wife and myself had discussed relocating for the past couple of years. We remained in Decatur in large part because we liked some of the things that were happening under the leadership of Tim Gleason. And so when he left, things sort of changed, and you know, we started to revisit the thought and idea of relocating. So it's been something that we've been considering for a while now. Never in a million years did I think that I would get the opportunity to come to Bloomington Normal, and again, a community that we really, really like a lot and have for a while now, and also to work for Tim Gleason again. So it was like the stars aligned, for lack of a better way to say it, and it was a perfect opportunity, I feel, for myself and my family.
Now, Gleason had said that he was surprised that you had applied for this job, figuring that your next step would be a city manager somewhere.
Yeah, well, again, like I said, it's a perfect opportunity for us. It's a move from a community that, like I said, we've been in for our entire lives. So it's a good step for us, first of all. But it's also, more importantly, you know, it's a great community. It's a place throughout that's regularly recognized throughout the state as a premier place to live and raise a family. Pair that with the fact that I again get to work for Mr. Gleason. And, you know, the fact that this is a great organization, and it seemed like the perfect fit for us. Again, it's as though this opportunity showed up especially for us. I appreciate him thinking that our next step would be for city manager, but again, this is really, really good for us, and we're excited about coming here and raising a family.
So the common question of taking on a new job, what do you do in the first day? You've had your first day in the books. So what's first on the agenda to get acclimated in the new city?
Absolutely. Well, a couple of things. Obviously, they're the obvious organizational HR-related things that you have to do, everything from, you know, paperwork and payroll and things. Getting acclimated to the facilities and the buildings. It's another thing that I'm doing. You know, I really want to get out. Something that's important to me is to get out and meet both the community, but also the our team members. You know, I come in the door with an open mind and open thoughts about both, you know, the positives and maybe the issues that we have to work on. I don't come in with any preconceived notions. And it's important to me to get out and listen to folks, both staff and also the community.
What is your sense for what the city does need to work on, or is still keeping ears open for what those are?
Yeah, I do think that it's important to keep your ears open to what those issues are. I would say that cities throughout the state and the country, you know, there's often a perception that, for example, Decatur and Bloomington are markedly different. And there are significant differences, but by the same token, you know, there are very similar issues that we all are dealing with. Things like infrastructure repairs, rising costs, and finding ways to deal with shrinking revenues. Things like that. Figuring out ways to you know, cover costs, again, in that situation. And so there are a lot of issues that are similar. And so hopefully my experience in dealing with some of those will help me in working with Tim and carrying out both his initiatives and directives and also those of the elected officials and continuing to move Bloomington forward.
That's Bloomington Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus with GLT's Eric Stock. The city is hosting a meet and greet for Tyus at City Hall this afternoon from 5 to 6, just before the City Council meeting.